who can tell me what special Sunday is today? Nobody knows. Nobody knows at all. Mercedes, what special Sunday is it? Easter Sunday! Right. Oh, I don't think you're awake yet this morning. Right. So how many people have had an Easter egg? Oh, not many. Not many. People have had an Easter egg? Yes, that's good. Right. A little one counts. Very little ones, yes. Any size Easter egg counts. So why do we have Easter eggs at Easter? Anybody know? Yeah, we did this last week at Adventurers. Who wasn't listening? It's to remind us, isn't it, of new life. New life at Easter. And that's a very important part of why we celebrate Easter. We're going to hear more about this new life and the first Easter day later on in the service. But first of all, we're going to go back a week in time. So let's think a week ago. That was another Sunday, wasn't it? Another special Sunday. What was that called? Palm Sunday, that's right, yes. And what happened on that day? There was a donkey involved. I remember the donkey. Yes. That's right, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. And everybody was cheering and saying, Hosanna! And they're taking palm leaves from the palm trees and putting them underneath the feet of the donkey. And it was a big celebration. Everyone was very excited because it was a time of the Jewish Passover festival and the crowds of people in Jerusalem. They waved their palm leaves and they welcomed Jesus just like a king. They shouted and they cheered, and it was a really exciting, happy day. But unfortunately, that happiness didn't last very long, did it? Jesus spent most of the week teaching people, answering their questions, and telling them stories. Most people were very interested to listen to what he had to say. But there were some who didn't like Jesus and were planning to get rid of him. Even one of his very special disciples, a man called Judas Iscariot. He wasn't pleased with the way that things were going. He went to the chief priests, and for 30 pieces of silver, he offered to betray Jesus. The chief priests were very pleased about the plan, and Judas went away with his 30 pieces of silver. Jesus knew that there were troubles ahead of him, and he wanted to have a special last meal with his friends, his disciples. And at the meal, he took some bread, like the bread we have on our table here. And he also took, anybody else know, some bread and some wine, yes. And we have our wine here. He wouldn't have a very smart goblet like this, though. It probably would have been a wooden one. So Jesus shared bread and wine with his friends, with the disciples. And he told them that he had come from God and he was going to be going back to God soon. The bread represented his body and the wine represented his blood. And he was going to give those for all people everywhere. He told his disciples that to help them to remember this day, the day when he shared bread and wine with them, they were to continue to do that. And later on in this service, we're going to be doing that. So all these thousands of years later, we are thinking back to that first meal which Jesus had with his disciples when he shared the bread and the wine and told them that it represented his body and his blood. After that meal, Jesus and his disciples went out into a garden, even though it was night time. But Jesus needed to pray. But there was also the time that Judas had arranged to betray him, and he led a group of soldiers to arrest Jesus. Jesus was taken prisoner, and his disciples ran away and left him. And then the next bit of the story was Jesus was put on trial. He was taken before the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. Only the Romans were allowed to punish people by death. And it seems, from what we read in the Bible, that the governor didn't really want Jesus to die. So he told the crowd that one of the prisoners could be set free and asked if they wanted Jesus. But the crowd had been tricked by the Jewish authorities into saying that they didn't want Jesus. They wanted somebody else called Barabbas, who was a well-known criminal. So Jesus, innocent of any crime, was going to be put to death. And Barabbas, the well-known criminal, was going to be set free. Jesus was sentenced to death by crucifixion. And we have our cross here to remind us about that. A horrible death, a painful death. An innocent person sent to the cross. Jesus was crucified with two other men. And the soldiers who were there arranging the execution made fun of him. The women who had been Jesus' friends and his mother and his family and all the disciples went to watch and to be as close to Jesus as they could. And then on Easter Friday in the afternoon, on Good Friday in the afternoon, Jesus died. And his body was taken down from the cross, wrapped up, and put in a tomb in a garden. A big stone was rolled across the front of the tomb. And then everyone went home because it was getting late and there was nothing else that they could do on that night. That Good Friday had been a long and very sad day. Now, if the story stopped there, we wouldn't be celebrating today, would we? But that was not the end. That was just the beginning. We know what happened next. And we're going to hear about that in a few minutes.